So you just said you were doing some physical work and you were totally into it. And you were just doing what you were doing and suddenly something opened up and you had a realization and you started laughing. You entered the gap. And then you started blaming yourself because you're, through your mind, you started to work out how you're going to share this with other people, and you were blaming yourself for that. This is what I suggest. First of all, you're going to get more periods of the gap, of waking up, of realizing that just being in this moment, disconnecting from the mind that talks about the past and projects the future, when you're just here, when you're doing something so totally, something is going to open up for you. And my feeling is now that there is a frequency, a vibration happening that is very strong. And for people who are available, who are looking, when they're not clinging to the old, holding the old, they're going to start to have these awakenings. Things are going to open up. When it opens, it all looks so simple. What is forecast is there is going to be a collapse. There's going to be a collapse on every level. There's going to be a collapse financial, the hospitals, the doctors, the fuel, the electricity, the water. It is possible there's going to be a total collapse. Now, it may be only for a few days. But when it collapses, people are not going to know it's for a few days. They're going to think it's forever, and suddenly they will panic. Now, this is something I felt, that all the groups we've been doing over all of this time, and the people who are reading the IML list, inspirational mailing list, and the people they're sharing with are actually being prepared. Even although they don't know it, information is being seeded into them, will take sprout. And it isn't that the information will take sprout. What will take sprout is unlocking information that's already in there. And what I see that is about is we are going to be needed. When there's this panic, this is an opportunity. When people panic, they're more open. They're more ready to listen. It's the same as when I used in New York, when I used to do those weekly talks to people who had just found out they were HIV positive. They were some of the most attentive people I've ever spoken to because their doctors had told them they've only got 6 months to live. They were very present. So when people are in a dire situation, they're much more available. So, what I feel is going to happen, all of you listening to this now, and the people you share this with, you are going to be called upon to share with people. So, when you just said that you were blaming yourself for going ahead to rehearse how you would share it, I think that's part of the process. And it's one thing, as we're seeing with Diane, it's one thing to wake up. It's another thing to develop sharing skills. Now, we're all at different levels of consciousness, which is one thing. But another thing is we're all unique. And different types of people connect with similar types of people more easily than somebody who's in a totally different way of living. And so we're all going to be available to different people in our different ways, and rehearsing some communication skills is practical. Not only that, but often you have a realization and you go to share it with a friend, and as you share it, you find there's another depth to what you've just realized, just by sharing it, just trying to formulate it, It's as though one part of your brain is talking to another, goes past the two, and you get another depth of realization. I think there's that saying, isn't it? You teach what you need to learn. Aldous Huxley's quoted as saying, there are twin planets. There's a heaven planet and a hell planet. And we're living on the hell planet. Sometimes I get these visions, ideas, messages, something, that that's right. And people like you and I, and those of you that are listening right now, we've come from the heaven planet. And we've come here voluntarily. Now, that might seem very strange now we're here, but in the heaven planet, we're living in love and harmony and caring. We're living as one. And we were seeing our twin, whether it's a twin planet or a twin part of ourselves, we were seeing our twin is in trouble. And up to recently, there was no way of doing anything about that trouble. But now there's a change, there's a frequency, there's a cycle happening in what we call the universe. And now there's going to be a new availability on what we call planet Earth, the twin that could be called hell. And in this crisis, there is an availability. Because in crisis, there's a hopelessness. And in a hopelessness, there's a possibility of sharing with people. But you can't share from a theory. The only way you can deeply share with a person who's in panic is when you're not in panic, when you've found a peace. And you share from that space. It's contagious. So it might be possible that there is a panic time coming, and we have volunteered to come here to be available for this time. Now, I know many of you will say, as you were just saying, if I had my choice, I'd go back. No, you had your choice. Not only that, you were told, when you get there, you'll forget here. When you get there into hell, you'll forget there's a heaven. You'll forget that. That's part of the process, and that's what you need to go through. Because if you don't go through that, you won't be able to talk to people on their level. You've got to be vibrating at that level. You've got to be born physically in order to communicate on a physical level. So we do have people who say they're channeling entities and ascended masters. And wonderful things, and we get uplifted for a moment, but then we come down again because they are not, gosh, that's interesting, they're not capable of communicating at an earthly frequency. And we may have volunteered to come here, go through the whole human process, so that we vibrate at a frequency that can communicate with people who are on a physical reality. So when you say you're rehearsing, that might be part of your process. Don't say no to anything. And then it can be a game. Gosh, because it's uncommunicable. There is, the truth can't be said. So how can I present it in a way that even although it can't be said, it may be heard. The people will connect with the space I'm in. And my words are just a carrier wave, just an excuse for the energy to go from me to them, to hold the, to keep their brain busy while something happens on a deeper level between us. So you see, all of you listening to this, no matter what state you're in and you think you're stuck in your jealousy and you're stuck in this and that, might be just temporary. Many of us will actually transcend the levels we think we're stuck in. I was just talking about when Alan posts what I write on his site, if there's an article on jealousy, it usually gets twice as many hits in the first day as the others. That's where many people are. But the very fact, you see, that they're looking is showing something. It's the very fact that they're interested probably means that something is intensified in their lives. And when you've gone through something and you're clear, you're now very valuable because you have a healing energy. Some psychic healers say, if you've broken a bone in your arm, find somebody who's broken a bone in their arm and it's healed, and put your arm next to theirs. And your arm will pick up the healing energy stronger. So when you've healed something in you, you're a healing force. You're a healing energy. And that's why often people who talk about things are not very effective. Interesting, but not effective. When you've gone into it, when you've come through it, you're a healing force, you're a healing vibration. So it may be many of the things all of you are going through now is your preparation for being available. And I want to add one more thing. These few days of panic are not inevitable. Nothing is inevitable. The future, as we call it, is not fixed. It is happening now, and it can change with our level of consciousness, our presence. To every single moment, being as aware as we know how, if ever we shift into negativity or judgment or againstness, just to see it and don't go there. Don't support it, don't suppress it, don't support it, don't try and fix it. Once again, unconditional awareness and not taking anything too seriously.